Hot dogs are not just a Chicago thing. They are very much a thing in Gary, Indiana as well. And now the Smash TV hit show The Bear is putting a spotlight on one of Gary's best kept secrets, a hot dog joint nearly as old as the city itself. WBEZ's Michael Puente dropped by for a visit.
Hello, welcome to Coney King. You have a call in? She'll be with your mama.
That's Alicia Evans. She greets all of her customers the same way, whether they are from the neighborhood, a pesky reporter, or even Hollywood actors.
Hi, welcome to Coney King.
Appreciate you.
Yo, Mike, this is Alicia.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Mike, how are you?
I'll be your server. Just let me know if you need anything.
Appreciate it.
I got you. Let me know.
What you just heard was a clip from the FX series The Bear, a special standalone flashback episode entitled Gary. In the scene, the characters Mike and Richie swing by Coney King during their visit to the city. Since it came out last week, Alicia Evans says it's been the talk of the town.
It's getting us a lot more business. You know, a lot of people are coming in like, we saw you on The Bear, or we saw you on TikTok, we saw you on Facebook, and we wanted to come in and try it out.
Evans said the scene with actor John Bernthal and Eben Mas-Bachrach was filmed more than a year ago and didn't take too long to shoot.
I have never heard of them, never seen them, but when they came in here, they were really cool.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoyed filming with them. They were real down to earth and cool. Like I said, everything just, it was no cut. Everything just went so smooth. Nothing was scripted. Like, we just sat there and had a normal conversation.
Yeah. That's business, pretty good.
It's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
You love it? What do you love about it?
I like working with people, the public.
That's the answer right there.
Michael hates people.
Oh, man.
Coney King originally opened in 1920. Gary as a city beats it only by 14 years. James Hendricks is the fourth generation to own it. He purchased it 7 years ago.
I grew up in this neighborhood, and I came here as a child all the time, actually. And so I had a real connection with the place just automatically.
The Lowe's Long building with the double horseshoe counter and swivel stools is known for its chili cheese dogs. Hendrick says the old school vibe is what attracted the producers of The Bear.
The initial phone conversation was that they were looking for a place with some history, some nostalgia, some type of legacy. I guess the direction that they were interested in going in, Coney King fit the bill.
Well, here's some fun facts about Gary.
In the episode, Michael and Richie play a game of pickup basketball at Gary's historic Roosevelt High School, spend time in a dive bar, and visit a house across from the boyhood home of Michael Jackson. Hendrick says since the Gary episode came out, there's been an increase in foot traffic.
There's an uptick, absolutely. There's a lot of people that are now being able to experience what Coney King is.
People like Wayne Mon, who lives in a neighboring town, and stopped by after hearing about the Bear episode.
I like hot dogs. So I thought, if this place has been here for, what, 70 years?
70? It'll be 106 years old.
Okay, I knew it was a lot. I came to try the hot dog.
Whether the surprise episode of The Bear or the hugely successful biopic of Gary's most famous son, Michael Jackson, Alicia Evans says her city is having a moment.
When you hear Gary, you just think of the bad. So I'm kind of glad that we have good things happening that's going to draw people, you know, more and more people to Gary to see that we're not as bad as people think. Instead of listening to people, come check us out for yourself.
The fifth and final season of The Bear will be released next month. There is no word if Gary will make another cameo. Either way, owner James Hendrick says The Bear is always welcome to come back to the Coney King for seconds. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.